家好，我是三八花老师，今天来跟大家讲一个关于那个生物学的一个很不错的一个知识，可以运用在我们生活里面哦。So, 话不多说，我们直接来吧。We have been talking about the forest fires, and usually when the forest fire occurs, the animals in the areas will, of course, run away, flee as fast as they can, so not to get hurt by the flames.Some animal thoughts actually benefit from a forest fire and so will seek them out because forest fire can be helpful and can help them fulfill certain survival needs. Okay, let's discuss two benefits of forest fires. The first one is they can make it easy for predator to find food. A forest fireWill force animals out of their hiding place and out into the open, which predator take advantage of because fleeing animals are much easier to catch than they normally are when they are hiding. Okay, for example, scientists have observed white turkey doing this. These birds will go to the edge of forest fire and wait there in order to catch.All the insects running out of the burning forest, which is a much easier way to catch insects than the normal way of pecking for them on the ground. Another benefit of forest fire could have this to help to provide a good place for the development of the young animals. Forest fire can make a very harmful environment more suitable for their development.For example, some trees in the forest are poisonous to beetles. So they have a special chemical that keeps beetles away. But after a fire, beetles will seek out these trees because the trees are dead. And beetles are able to lay their eggs in the trees without being hurt by the chemical.The young beetles use the tree's nutrients until they mature into adult beetles. 好啦，这个呢就是我今天讲的，这个是一个森林大火。森林大火听起来好像是一个很糟很糟的一个灾难，但是对生物界来说呢，有一些生物对他们来讲，这个反而是对他们是一个很好的生存的一个因素。那举例来讲哦，第一个先讲到那个火鸡。火鸡的话呢，它会怎样？它呢会等在那个洞口，为什么呢？因为当那个森林大火来的时候呢，它会把那些藏在那个洞里面或土里面的那些昆虫把它引出来，所以这时候火鸡就会在那边等着，等着要吃这些昆虫。那第二个好处的话呢，就是对于有一些甲虫而言的话呢，也是一种好处。为什么呢？因为呢，在那个森林里面有一种树呢，它其实会分泌那种化学的一种有毒的化学物质，所以呢，甲虫就没有办法生存在那边。可是呢，当森林大火来了，他们呢会把这些树都给烧死。那在烧死之后呢，这些甲虫回去之后，它就可以在这些树上面下蛋，然后呢，那些生出来的幼虫呢，又可以吃了这个树的一些营养，所以直到它们成年之后，它都可以好好的在那个被那个森林大火烧过的这些树上面生长得很好。所以呢，你们看吧，这个呢，就是在从生物界上面我们可以看到，其实有一些。我们在人生中如果看到有一些你看起来好像是灾难的事情，但是其实呢，它背后可能对我们是有利的。那你们现在有想到有什么样子的事情对你而言就是最美好的一个灾难吗？最美好的一个森林大火可以带来什么样子对你好的利益呢？